Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We've got a rapid fire this bad boy, but first I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Suizo Construction, good partners of ours, where safety isn't just a policy, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at suizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. Also, the Adam Carriker Show is brought to you by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. Couple of quick random facts before we get into our weekly picks. We already did Nebraska. If you missed that, go back and check it out, the Nebraska game. All right, UCLA, by the way, obviously, Nico Iamaleava is their leading passer. He's also their leading rusher on the season. In four, they've had 0 100-yard rushers in four games. They've led for 0 minutes so far this year. And in three of the four games, he's also their leading rusher. By the way, we know who the worst team in the Big Ten is because they've already lost to Northwestern. Northwestern actually has 2 wins, and so does Purdue, UCLA. Also, the Oklahoma. I talked about 6 Oklahoma former Oklahoma quarterbacks were starting this weekend. One of the pictures, I couldn't see who it was. It was freaking Dylan Gabriel. All right, so Dylan Gabriel's a guy I couldn't think of yesterday. Again, listen to the end of yesterday's show if you missed that. He's named the starter in Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders, Rex Ryan basically called him out, said, I don't want to hear from you. You're not working hard. Clip went viral. Shedeur Sanders was asked about the starting quarterback job, and he mimed his answers. Quick responses, because we got to be quick. What did you think of him? What if we mimed the whole entire radio?
Yeah.
See, I started miming. You couldn't hear me. What were your thoughts on that, real quick, before we get into our picks?
Well, since we're going to be brief, I'll just say immature. Not a good look.
If you want to be a starting quarterback, he's not Deion, and he's got to get that out of his head. Now, he's done a lot of good things there, actually, but he's got to stop doing things like this, in my humble opinion. I've actually started to root for him, and then things like this happen, and it becomes harder. All right, what are our games of the week that we're picking here, Jake? And I'm up on you by, what is it, 10, 15, or 20 games at this point?
We're actually both 17 and 15 on the year, so we need to do a little bit better, but at least we're over 500. But more importantly,
I seriously thought I was ahead, though. I'm not ahead?
No, the last time out, I picked one game better than you and caught up.
We got to double check this. Go ahead.
All right.
We'll start what a recount.
We'll start with Iowa State at Cincinnati. Cincinnati favored by 2.5.
Are you surprised they're favored?
Not necessarily. This is a toss-up game.
Dude, I'm telling you, Cincinnati is better than people realize. I'm going with Cincinnati, mostly because I want Nebraska to look good. And Cincinnati's a pretty good, like, they're a dark horse in the Big 12. Give me Cincy.
I've been picking. I said Iowa State hasn't looked as impressive as I thought maybe they, what people say. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati, too,
okay,
in the home game there. Chance for an upset here. Number 9, Texas at Florida. Texas favored by 6.5.
I always want to pick, like, Nebraska and whoever is playing Texas are my two favorite teams every weekend, but I can't pick Florida. They are bad. Give me Texas.
Yeah, I'm close. I want to go against Texas here, but that's a tough pick there.
Yep.
Vanderbilt at Alabama. Alabama favored by 10.5.
Ooh, the ultimate Cinderella. Can they do it 2 years in a row? No, give me Bama.
Good pick there. I'm going with Vanderbilt to get the win. Much better rushing offense and defense.
On the road, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I just took my lead back. Thank you.
Miami at Florida State. Miami favored by 4.5.
I would feel better had Florida State not just lost to Virginia, actually. I would actually feel better. Now they're going. They had the extra day. Miami had a bye week. They also have a bye week after this game, by the way, which is ridiculous. I'm going to take Miami just because I think they're the better team. But at home, like a wounded animal, Florida State makes me nervous. Oh, I'm still going to take Miami.
Yeah, I'm going with Miami. They look like the better team. Final one, Washington at Maryland. Maryland is there. Washington, they favored by 5.5.
They are. It's at Maryland, though, right?
Yep.
What time is the game?
I don't have that listed. I'm not sure.
A game like
I think
that's,
it's 11th.
Oh, give me Maryland.
No, it might be midday. I can't remember.
Give me Maryland. I'm going Maryland either way, mostly because I want them to be undefeated. It's all about making Nebraska look good. I want Maryland to be undefeated when we beat them in a week.
Fair enough. Jake? I'm going with Washington.
All right. I just took a 2-game lead on Jake. Go, Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.